woman. And it's Women's Month still, as we reach the end of August. We're still celebrating women of the North Coast and introducing you to some of the most dynamic and interesting individuals making waves in business and beyond. And right now, heading into another really cool Women's Month interview on The Morning Show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. It's Radio Life and Style, your local station, coming to you live from the heart of Balito. And a lady who knows Balito like the back of her hand, inside and out on the property front. And look, we're in good company this morning, as our local franchise owner and principal, Lou Geffen Sotheby's Realty in Balito, Sabrina Errico, is in the house with us. Sabrina, welcome to Radio Life and Style on a Thursday. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great, thank you.
Have you had a good Women's Month?
I'm still having a good Women's Month.
I love it. And look, we are getting to know, we have been getting to know over the course of this month, some really inspiring and dynamic individuals. You are one of them. And I could hype you up and paint a beautiful picture, but I want to get down to the real person, Sabrina, behind the brand. And you've done the homework. You've filled out our little questionnaire, and I'm really excited to dive into the answers and to share them with the North Coast, because you know, you see a face on a poster and you think that seems like a nice person, but when you actually get to know the real person, that makes the difference, I think. And that's, people don't trust brands. I think they trust people. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's get to know you, Sabrina, the real person. What makes you look? You've got obviously a big story to tell, years in the game. But do you have a most memorable or funny oops moment that you've had in your professional career when things didn't go quite according to plan? I think everyone's got one of those somewhere in their back pocket.
Well, listen, how much am I actually allowed to say on the radio?
I leave that to you, to your discretion. Just give me one.
Okay, so been in the property game 28, 29 years. There's been quite a few. However, I think the most funniest or embarrassing one for me was going to list a property in one of the estates, like a 12 million rand property. And I was walking through with my camera, and we were advised by the client that the helper would be there to let us in.
Yeah.
As I walked into the main bedroom, camera in hand, I walked straight into my naked seller, who just got out the shower.
Oh,
so there we stood, me, camera in hand, and my naked client.
Did you get a picture?
I almost died.
Well, I hope that ended in a happy sale.
Yeah, I think he thought it was quite funny. I didn't.
Well, you look, you bounced back from that one. You're a professional. And moving on to our next question. As a successful woman in business, do you have any secret productivity hacks or routines, morning routines maybe, that keep you energized and on point throughout the day?
Absolutely. My alarm goes off at about 4:15 every morning, and I'm in the gym normally by 5. I used to hit the Hitman classes where there's big loud music and strobe lights at top of 5 in the morning.
Really wake you up.
Wakes me up one shot. And then, of course, in the evenings, most evenings, I go and play paddle for about an hour and a half.
Hey, that's become such a big thing, and so you're fully
addict,
on board.
Addict.
What a cool way to unwind. And obviously, part of your life, do you incorporate that along with other ways to handle stress and stay positive during these challenging times? Look, in your particular industry, it's been a roller coaster ride over the last couple of years. How do you handle stress and stay positive?
Listen, I think just being a principal is just stressful, full stop. and I've been one for 24 years. I've never really had any time to actually worry about my stress. As a principal, you're a psychologist, a life coach, a friend, a mother, an auntie, a motivator.
Sure.
There's so many agents and all their stress. Trust me, we don't have time to worry about ours.
So, yeah, full plate right there. Lots of different hats being worn. And do you, when you're juggling all those different roles, do you have a favorite motivational quote or a mantra that you gravitate towards that keeps you going when things get tough? Or
absolutely. My favorite of all time is, but did you die?
but did you die? You got through it. Did you die? No. good to regularly remind yourself of that. And can you share a personal hobby or interest outside of work that brings you joy and balance?
I'm a complete paddle addict, and I play most evenings after work for an hour and a half, and probably most weekends. Maybe smacking the ball is my stress reliever.
Look, I think you're not alone there by the sounds of the thwack, thwack, thwack you can hear around Belito. And in your opinion, what are the top three qualities that have contributed most to your success in business?
I don't quit. I'm blatantly straightforward. I don't sugarcoat anything, and I understand people very well. After all these years, I'm a very good negotiator. Understanding your client is key.
Well, yeah. Hence the reason you've built your reputation over so many years with such a loyal client base that continues to keep coming back. And if you're just listening to the middle of this interview, joining us on The Morning Show, you're with me, Mike, in the morning, in conversation with my special guest, Sabrina Errico. Is it pronounced Errico or Errico? I've heard it pronounced both ways. Well, what do you prefer, Sabrina?
I really don't mind.
As long as you know who you're talking to. Sabrina, of course, our local franchise owner and principal of Lou Geffen Sotheby's Realty in Belito. And looking at, you're a pro in your field, Sabrina. What is one skill or talent that you wish you had outside of business?
I want to be able to play paddle like a man.
Is that the only thing?
Just and I really wish I could remember people's names.
I also have that issue. I recognize faces. Names is another story. Let's talk about networking, though. Obviously, in your game, it's building a network is a really important thing. And what's your go-to icebreaker when meeting new people at professional events? Do you have one?
I think one-on-one when I'm dealing with a client, I'm okay. But honestly, out there in the big wide world, I'm actually very shy. I know no one's going to believe me when I say that, but I am. If I don't know you, I won't just approach you.
Okay. So sometimes no icebreaker is, more authentic.
Maybe every now and again a tequila helps.
nodding. And as someone who, as you mentioned, wears many hats and fills many different roles as a principal, how do you manage to find time for yourself, for self-care and relaxation? Do you even get that?
I do. From the paddle courts or a good hitman class or loud music in my car. I'm not one to sit around and do nothing. I get bored very quickly. I'm always busy, and that's what keeps me going. And I love to dance.
Then we're going to have to find a dance tune to play us out of the interview with. But if you could travel back in time to the beginning of your career, what advice would you give your younger self?
Definitely don't forget to spend more time with your family, as this job consumes you. However, it is a 24-hour, 7 job, and if you're not doing it 24 hours, you won't succeed. It's a very difficult thing to juggle.
Sure. So, you're hearing it from a lady who has built a career and reputation at the top of her game, and if you're looking to get Sabrina and her team on the case, on your property requirements, whether you're looking to buy or sell anywhere on the North Coast and beyond, I have no doubt. Sabrina, what is the smartest way for folks to get in touch and to contact you and to maybe take you up on some paddle advice?
Firstly, save my cell phone number. On your phone is 911.
Put it on speed dial.
You can contact us. You can contact us anywhere. Hopefully our marketing and all our advertising is everywhere. So if you Google us, we're there.
There you go.
What was the other question you asked me?
Paddle advice.
No, I don't want any more people to play paddle. Please, it's really hard trying to book a court.
Okay. You heard it here from Sabrina. And if you're looking to get in touch, just simply do a little Googling. Lou Geffen Sotheby's Belito. Save her number is 911. Sabrina, really cool to connect with you, and looking forward to catching up again. Hopefully it'll be before next Women's Month. We can get your perspective on the local property market as we head into December, summertime, and as the valleys start to flow down here, and look at places to set up, put down some roots. We know you'll be guiding the best of the best around to some of the most stunning real estate investment opportunities on the Dolphin Coast. Am I right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
There you go. Here's a dance tune just for you, Sabrina.
Thank you.
This is Elton John with Dua Lipa, Cold Heart, on a fresh Thursday. It's Radio Life and Style. Turn it up.